I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
We gonna stir it up and do things our way. So if you wanna move, get out of our way.
Welcome. Are you excited for the little hub nursery? The little yes. Hub nursery and hub house.
Oh my gosh. Lindsay's so exhausting.
I love her. I don't love her, but I'm rooting for her.
Just annoyed.
I'm happy for her. I'm happy that the rumors were true for her. You know what I mean? Because I don't think it's fun to like go through a pregnancy rumor if you're not pregnant and you want children. So I'm happy that it's true. The fact that she announced it on, I found it interesting that she announced it on July 4th, since that can be not a big traffic day, like, because people are with other people. They're not, they are out and about. They won't be on their phones as much, even though there were plenty of people on their phone. I mean, I saw it before I went out, but still, like, I thought that was interesting.
What did the story of Dorinda possibly, maybe or maybe not, spoiling it, did that come out before she officially announced it? Like, was she forced to announce it because of that? Or it was the other way around?
Well,
okay. I want to say this, because a lot of people were like, Dorinda shouldn't have announced it. Dorinda did not announce it. This is what happened. There was a submission to Demois. It was a blind submission that said this housewife went berserk, which is a reference to the Berserkshires, which is a reference to Dorinda's place. Went berserk when she found out that this bubbly summerhouser was pregnant. And so she told producers. So basically it was a blind item that went to Demois that indicated that Dorinda had told producers of the traitors that Lindsay was pregnant. And Demois posted it. So then that was what was out in the public. Dorinda did not go to the public. Dorinda did not go to a blog. Dorinda did not post it anywhere. So then people started getting mad that like Dorinda had done this. And I go, well, Dorinda didn't, if she went to producers, she went to producers because A, like they were going to find out anyway, but also because they're going to have to do a physical and all this stuff. And Lindsay's going to have to come clean about it. And then people are like, well, wasn't her job to tell? I was like, well, why is Lindsay then telling Dorinda and not telling the producers of the show?
I was wondering how Dorinda found out. Like I had all these scenarios. Like, did Lindsay confide in her? Was Dorinda digging through her bathroom trash and found a pregnancy test?
You found the clear blue easy test.
Which, by the way, I'm happy that Lindsay was able to turn her pregnancy announcement into a sponsored post.
Yeah,
because I know it irritated a lot of people.
For me, I think it's kind of tacky, and at the same time, get your bag. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't expect anything less from Lindsay, and I go, it's not something that I would do, but get your money, pay for your kid. Here, like,
see, this is because I think why I root for Lindsay, because I'm not super invested in the show though, is the complete split reaction. If Ariana Maddox announced her pregnancy with that, everyone would be like, oh my God, booked and busy, another queen with another ad deal. But if it's someone else like Lindsay, who they're like, screw her pregnancy, we don't want her happy, take away her deals. That's why I'm like, okay. So
I mean, I have strong feelings about Lindsay. That's because I think she's not a nice person, but I would never wish anything ill on her, or like for her not to make money or pay for her child or anything like that. Like,
yeah, there are people online though who are like angered anytime she's happy.
No, I this is my thing. I think the happier she is, the less that she's going to like take her venom and her anger out on other people. Do you know what I mean? Like, go be happy. Please be happy, because then you'll leave other people alone.
Hopefully this will have that effect on her, because I always hoped that for Bethany Frankel, and thinking motherhood would soften her, she became a bigger monster. She went from an underdog to a rabid wolf. So I'm hoping.
Well, we could be seeing Bethany 2.0 in Lindsay Hilbert. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I could see. When you said that, I was picturing it. I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But also, sorry, going back to Dorinda real quick. We don't have confirmation. Like, the only confirmation we have is Lindsay making cryptic comments on people's posts about stuff. I don't know. Like, Dorinda hasn't come out and said, yeah, I went to producers. I don't know if she would. Dorinda actually would strikes me as somebody who would come out and say, yeah, I said it. Yeah, I went to them. Yeah, I did this. Da, da, da. Because she kind of doesn't hide behind that bullshit. So she hasn't said anything. I don't know. I'm just
is this Traitor still filming?
I believe so. And that's
the
thing.
So then Dorinda can't speak out.
No.
Wait, isn't Summerhouse filming right now? What has she been doing both at the same time?
Kyle did both. They started, well, when Kyle did Traitors season one, they started filming later in the season to compensate for that. They started filming Summerhouse later in the season to allow him to come in. So I don't know. They might have, but Sierra's filming. That's the thing. Sierra's on Traitors. So I don't know what their filming schedule is like, but this is the thing. The producers of the show were going to find out anyway that she was pregnant, and she wasn't going to be allowed to do it.
Whoever
sent that blind item to Dumois, they're the person who leaked it.
What if it was Dorinda?
What if it was Lindsay?
I would like that.
That's my opinion.
I'm vaguely familiar with Traitors. Are there physical? I know the plot essentially. Are there physical challenges? Like, is there a reason the production would absolutely have to know she's pregnant? Like, are they doing physical things, or is it mostly mind game type things?
There are physical challenges. Okay. Like, you have to go swim. It's not as intense as like MTV's The Challenge, but like they had people last season hopping from buoy to buoy in a cold Scottish lake where you could slip and you could fall and you could hit yourself, you cut yourself. They had people stepping onto a netted trap that would all of a sudden whisk you up really far. I mean, and there's things that just like, the problem is that like, if you're pregnant and you know that you're pregnant and you don't tell anybody and nobody finds out, and then you happen to miscarry during a thing, you can sue NBC, Universal, and Peacock for that. Even though you didn't tell them, they are still liable. And so, yeah, it's just a whole thing. Like, there's so many people being like, oh, let's not treat pregnant women as this delicate flower. It's not about treating a pregnant woman as a delicate flower. It's about the fact that like, you then put her child in danger. You put the production in danger. You put everybody in danger. Somebody's likened it to Serena Williams playing pregnant. It's like, no, well, Serena is playing for herself. She's not part of another corporation or a company. She's playing for herself. She's herself and her own individual. She doesn't play for a team or anything like that. This is completely different. Like, if Lindsay wants to go out and run a marathon and do marathon training while she's pregnant, that's between her and her doctor. and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if she wants to go do the traders, where she could be putting her body into like physical situations that is not normal and is she's not used to, that's something completely different. So, and that's something that she doesn't have control over either. So
it bodes well that there are a lot of physical challenges. It bodes well for Sam Asghari, because bless his heart, he would not be good at mind games. Not, he and Sandoval, good at physical stuff, not good at smart people stuff.
Nope, not at all.
I don't think Sam is smart enough to be one of the traitors, is what I'm saying. Spoiler alert, yeah. I don't think he's smart enough to double cross anybody. Again, bless his heart.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available. Tremfya.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Well, two things that have come out since she announced her pregnancy. One is small, I guess. So her the boyfriend, the father of the child, he is, did I read, he's a doctor in biotech. That's like deep pockets. Like the doctor thing, good for her. But in the corporate side of it, in biotech, she's got 18 years of child support. That Hub House lease is renewed indefinitely.
That's why she renewed that lease. It could afford to renew that lease on that apartment.
She finally found someone with ambition. She found this guy sounds like he's a doctor, he finished medical school. Ambition, commitment, focus.
He wants absolutely nothing to do with being on television, which is also good for her because she knows she won't be crossed because he wants more screen time or something like that.
Exactly.
Dr. Hubs won't be doing goldfish cracker posts. But his child might.
The people keep bringing up Paige's prediction and kind of in the post breakup girls meeting when she was like, a year from now you could be pregnant with a man of your dreams. She's like, and then what happened? She's pregnant with the man of her dreams. Like, she's like, you know, good things come out of like really shitty situations. And Carl breaking up with her was one of the best things that ever happened. And I even said that. I said that in the astrology reading, Nate. I said that I said, Lindsay's going to win this publicity war. And she also has a very lucky chart. She just has a lucky chart. She sometimes doesn't realize that she's that lucky, but she is just lucky. This is another example. She is a lucky person. Like, things just really good happen for her. Like, so I could, like, so that's why I'm not, like, I can disagree with her about stuff. I'm not going to bash her because also she's got luck on her side. Like, I don't need to hate on somebody, like, who's lucky. Like, because they're just going to prove me that I'm wrong all the time. So.
the one final thing about the secret coming out, which people, I guess, just piece together, is what was it, about 2 or 3 months ago, People magazine writer Dave Quinn, he's big in the Housewives, Bravo, social media circuit, or was. And he's the guy who wrote Not All Diamonds and Rosé and stuff. And like, what was it, 2 or 3 months ago, he tweets, "Gird your loins," and deletes his account. That was it. There was no follow-up. He just wrote, he tweeted, "Gird your loins," like news. He would do that sometimes, like a big story he's about to drop and people is coming out. The story never came out, and he deleted his account a couple of days later. And I'm always looking for him to pop back up and stuff. And I guess it came out now. I don't know why he deleted. It's not like Lindsay had him murdered and that's why he's no longer on. But the story he was referring to, which he kept secret until she did her official sponsored reveal, the secret he was referring to was Lindsay's pregnancy. He got the news first.
So lots of people knew that she was pregnant. That's the thing. Like, it's not just Dorinda. Is the, am I making sense that like she told, if she was, if she told people she told more than one person that she was pregnant, like, or she told one person with a really big fucking mouth that she was pregnant.
She's in PR everybody. Though. She knows if she wasn't the one.
That's why I say, that's why I think that Demois blind item was from her. Like that's why I think it was from her, because she knows how to work. She's super smart. She's super, like, she's really good with that shit. Like, yeah. You know what? Her boyfriend better marry her, because otherwise he might be in trouble.
She has that 18 years of child support good enough for her. No. Good for her.
As Kanye sang, 18 years.
She has one of his kids.
Got you for 18 years. I mean, it'll be, I think it'll be interesting to see. It makes this season of Summer House that they are filming right now just way more interesting than just the post Carl and Lindsay breakup fallout. Like, this makes it even more interesting. Some people are, and this is where some people are being a little nasty, but like, how can she film Summer House then if she's pregnant? I'm sorry, like, that's like filming Housewives pregnant. Like, you can film Summer House pregnant. Like, they only film on the weekends. Like, come on. This also, there are not challenges on this show. It's about people going out to the Hamptons for the weekend.
The only challenge drinking, on Summer House is like not drinking. That's what I was going to say. That's the only. I just wonder then, like, because this is pretty unprecedented on a show like this, where it's pretty much singles bunking up, almost college style. Does she get upgraded to her own room?
I'm sure she does. I'm sure she gets the big room. She gets upgraded. What's, but then that's when I wonder, like, will, like, does her boyfriend show his face at all for even maybe just one episode or so? Or is he just like, no, like, not going to do it at all? And then also, well, how do you continue to be on a show like Summer House? That's what I do wonder about. It's not about being on Summer House pregnant. How do you do Summer House with a child when you're the only one with a child? It's not like this new show, The Valley, where all these people have now become parents and now have their own show called The Valley. Like, do we start doing a show, you know, about living in the Hamptons or living in the suburbs of Jersey or something like that? Like, do you do that? But I don't know. I can see, though, Lindsay not wanting to give up being on television. I mean, I wouldn't want to either. So how is she going to parlay that? Is she going to find a new spinoff for herself? Is she working that out with Bravo or something?
Well, maybe her end game, like you were mentioning, Vanderpump, is Stassi, who had kids, is no longer on TV, but she's built up an influencing business.
That's
true. Because that's all Stassi really is an influencer. I mean, that's where it seems Lindsay pays her bills. So maybe now having the kids and the dream husband, maybe she'll decide she's too good to bunk up with a bunch of drunks in the Hamptons. She could spin it that way. Like, she's too established, too mature for the show now.
That's true. That's 100% true. I didn't think about that. But yeah. It'll be interesting. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. It's a new time in life. All these people growing up, having bibbas, getting their bag, getting their clear blue easy bag. Get it.
Well, you know who still hasn't grown up and is still waiting for that bag to come in? Thank you so much for helping us. The best way to steer us in the right direction is to rate, review, subscribe, and follow Pretty Corrupt Podcast. You can hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Pretty Corrupt Podcast and at Twitter at Pretty Corrupt One. And from all those accounts, you can find our personals, Stacey's, Nate's, and mine. And please make sure to share this with your corporate contact at Goldfish Crackers and Clear Blue.
And don't forget, we are now also on YouTube at Pretty Corrupt Podcast. So you can check out our gorgeous punims there and watch us, give us a like, a thumbs up, and subscribe to us there.
All right. Who wants to say bye?
Adios.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.